Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Wall Street Bets, the Millennial Investor, and Ukraine Crisis. I welcome Sam Batchelor, my son, who follows Wall Street Bets, and the cleverness, the care, the learning experience of investing in a market where worldwide we now have a global crisis, Ukraine, and that damages the markets in all directions, commodities, equities, bonds. The Federal Reserve is puzzled where to go next because we could tip into a recession with oil touching $100, $105. But Wall Street Bets is a phenomenon of these last years of the pandemic. The pandemic seems to be lifting. So what is Wall Street Bets doing about Vladimir Putin, who single-handedly is now blamed for the crisis in Ukraine? Sam, a very good evening to you. Putin is a concern of Wall Street Bets. How so? What do they make of him? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Dad. So Wall Street Bets is an online forum in which the new millennial investor comes to meet and discuss really what the markets are doing, but not as if they are the classic financial experts. It's more just poking fun at and sharing stories of either great gains or great losses. Well, they don't stick strictly with financials, or arguably financials permeate so much into general economics or politics that they can really take the rein on their discussions with anything. A great post was this guy sitting by the computer saying, "I'm done being an expert in the economy. This week, I'm a war expert." So that's really what Wall Street Bets sees themselves as in these past couple of weeks, especially because it's affected the markets as much as it has. Well, the joke this week, there are many of them, and obviously war is nothing to make fun of, but Wall Street Bets finds a way. The joke this week is that Putin is a terrible investor. His investments in this attack has obviously not played out as we assume he thinks it would have. But on top of that, there's a picture of him sitting in front of a Bloomberg terminal watching the general Russian market falling 30% as it did on Thursday when he did the attack. So Wall Street Bets almost invites Putin to join them because they all cynically make fun of themselves as being terrible investors, each and every one. So Putin seems like he would fit right in.
Putin would fit right in if he shorted the market, I mean the S&P 500 or the FTSE 100, and yet the market didn't behave that way. Does Wall Street Bets make fun of itself because it went the wrong way on Friday?
Oh, most certainly. So since January 1st, essentially, or 2nd, when the Fed first explained they were going to start raising rates, and then we boiled that over into Russians increasing aggression, the markets have fallen. If we look at the S&P, it's now down from January 1st about 8.5%. NASDAQ, which is more tech focused, is down about 14 to 15% since that all-time high in January. However, to everyone's shock, as Russia attacks Ukraine on Thursday, the markets rose tremendously. In just those 2 days, Thursday and Friday, the S&P actually rose 5 to 6%. NASDAQ rose 8 to 9% to everyone's shock or surprise. So where Wall Street Bets has certainly been beaten up quite a lot as it continues to, the market generally continues to fall. There's this great photo of SpongeBob SquarePants, which is a very classic character that Wall Street Bets like to lean on. His bloodshot eyes are staring at the camera, and it says, you know, when it's day 894 of buying the dip. So they've been really beat up for a while. Well, this new rise was to everyone's shock, to some people's frustration, however, because when you invest in the markets, you can actually either invest for or against. Everyone, including Wall Street Bets, assumed that they were geniuses and that during an attack, the market should just fall. So a lot of that community actually came in to buy puts, which is you betting against the market. And of course, as the market always does, it goes against what the general sentiment is, whatever's obvious. And a lot of people probably got burned going the other way.
SWIFT. SWIFT is a system administered by a European bank, Belgium, I believe. And it allows for transfers from one country to another, currency transfers. It relies a great deal on trust, but right now, the European Union, the United States, and other entities are driving Russian banks out of SWIFT. It turns out Wall Street Bets has another version of SWIFT. Who is Taylor Swift?
So Taylor Swift is one of the top female singers of today's day and age, a complete global rock star, one of the best. She has many, many top platinum albums and songs. Well, Wall Street Bets is making quite a lot of fun that Russia's now been removed from SWIFT and Taylor Swift, the connection there. So the joke is that Putin's no longer invited to Taylor Swift concerts. He's actually permanently banned from Taylor Swift concerts, which actually plays perfectly well because one of Taylor Swift's most popular songs is We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, which plays quite well to Russia being removed from SWIFT.
So we thought Russia was being expelled from SWIFT bank for bank, when in fact Vladimir Putin was being expelled from Taylor Swift concerts. Now, I saw a note that crypto is in some fashion a workaround. How does it work for Wall Street Bets? There's mention of crypto going into Ukraine.
Right. Well, so cryptocurrency plays very well into Wall Street Bets. Wall Street Bets sees themselves as sort of the counterplay to traditional means. And that's really what crypto is. That's the counterplay to central banks and government. Well, being that part, crypto is quite anonymous, and anyone can send it. It can't be controlled by governments. Ukraine has actually, I believe, the government's gathered about up to $10 million. I've seen different amounts, but $10 million of crypto has been transferred to the Ukraine government to support it. Well, on top of that, now that Russia's being removed from SWIFT, there's also an attack essentially on the oligarchs of Russia. So now the new sort of narrative is, are those oligarchs going to move into crypto so their money, their assets can't be as controlled as people are trying to do? So there's this great picture of Putin actually sitting in front of a screen on the screen. It's very doctored, but there was a lot of debate if it was doctored because it looks that real, a concern of memes these days. But Putin sitting there, and on the computer screen in front of him is the chart of crypto's price, crypto to USD. The joke being that Putin himself is buying into Bitcoin as this attack doesn't go as planned.
Equities. There is a list of equities that are prominent in Russia, and Wall Street Bets now actually looking for going long or short or puts or calls on equities. What are the big companies, Sam?
So a lot of Wall Street Bets is really just memes and jokes. But every now and again, you get a really well-formed and intelligent post. This one poster really went into some of the most largest or prolific companies in the S&P 500 to really pick apart which companies might be most affected by this really removal of Russia from the general markets at large. So what are they? Well, first, I didn't realize this, Philip Morris, ticker PM, they make cigarettes. They actually have about 8%, 8 to 9% of their sales or revenue come from Russia. Moving on from that, PepsiCo, the creators of Pepsi, well, they're actually the largest food and beverage manufacturer in Russia. And for 8.5% of their sales come from those Eastern European countries. McDonald's apparently has 850 stores in Russia, and Russia makes up about 4.2% of their revenue. The list goes on. He talks about Mohawk, which is a flooring company, EPAM, which is an IT service company, Carnival, which, you know, obviously cruises didn't do so well through COVID. Well, apparently Russia makes up about 3.6% of their sales from Russia. So a lot of these, I mean, if you look at the global markets in general, now everything is so ingrained. That's just a benefit of globalization. So this really historically changing event of Russia being attacking and now annexed is going to affect all companies. Now, these, however, are most focused.
Now, the general opinion is that Putin is welcome on Wall Street Bets, right? Because he's as bad of an investor as some of their mates, or as everybody can be on a bad day. Is that the idea? They want him to join them.
They very much want them to join. There is this fantastic joke. It's so simple. But one post said that Vladimir Putin is putting the put in Putin, put being the decline of the markets. And hey, who knows? Maybe Putin did open a large put position. And if so, then he'd be doing quite well right now.
Sam Batchelor, my millennial interpreter on Wall Street Bets. Wall Street Bets is telling us that Taylor Swift has permanently banned Vladimir Putin. There you have a breaking news story. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.